Scientists in Hong Kong say they're close to confirming that coronavirus is the cause of sudden acute respiratory syndrome. SARS has affected more than 2,600 people and caused more than 100 deaths worldwide. Writing in the British journal Lancet, researchers say that 45 of 50 people with SARS had coronavirus in their blood. Tests on patients without SARS symptoms shows that none had coronavirus infection. Since that virus usually causes only mild illnesses, scientists are working to find out why this strain is sometimes lethal. Part of that work is going on in a high-tech laboratory in San Francisco, which played an important role in uncovering coronavirus as a possible cause of SARS. The lab uses new technology that dramatically decreases the time it takes to track down new viruses. NPR's John McChesney reports.
Joe DeRisi has a shiny new laboratory on the new campus of the University of California in San Francisco. In that lab, he has some state-of-the-art machinery purchased from other companies, but a few of the key technologies here were created by DeRisi and his colleagues. He holds a glass microscope slide up to the light. At first, it looks like one of those slides we all used in high school. But when you look closely, you see lots of square dots that look like they've been etched onto the glass.
So this is just a standard glass microscope slide, and all the tiny spots that you see on this slide, and there are about 12,000 here, are different DNA sequences from viruses. And what we have here is representation of every completely sequenced virus that's ever been discovered.
That's every human and animal virus that's had its genome examined and cataloged by genetic scientists. It's called a microarray, a technology that's been around for a few years, but DeRisi has added some significant refinements. A couple of weeks ago, the Center for Disease Control sent Joe DeRisi a sample of a virus believed to be associated with SARS. DeRisi had just put the finishing touches on his new microscopic museum of viruses. When the sample arrived, he mixed it with a liquid medium, inserted some phosphorescent molecules, and coated one of his slides with a liquid. The viral sample flows across the array, and if it matches any of the dots, it latches onto it.
If there is a matching sequence somewhere on the array, those DNAs will stick there like Velcro because their bases match. The sequence of their DNA is complementary.
10 hours later, DeRisi puts the slide in a laser scanning microscope.
The door opens here. A microscope slide fits inside here. Close the latch, close the cover, and it has two lasers on the inside, and it simultaneously scans the whole slide with two lasers and produces an image on the computer screen as you see here.
And what we see on the screen are a series of dots representing the dots on the slide, but this time they look like tiny colored light bulbs. They're the result not only of the reaction on the slide, but also of extensive processing by software created at the lab. Most of the dots are green, but a few are red. The green dots mean there is no match, but a few of the dots are red, and that means a match or at least a partial match. DeRisi slides his cursor over one of the red dots, and the kind of virus it represents appears on the left side of the screen.
This bright spot here is avian infectious bronchitis. That happens to be bird coronavirus.
There are several other red dots scattered around the screen. By looking at each match, DeRisi understands that he's looking at something new.
If it was a known coronavirus, it would only light up one specific series of spots. For example, only human coronavirus, or only avian infectious bronchitis. But what we in fact see is a multitude of spots spanning several different species. That's very suspicious. That tells us something new, something we've never seen before. Yet it tells us what family it's in.
The family is coronavirus, so-called because under a microscope it reveals a crown of spikes. Coronaviruses cause the common cold. It's not yet known whether this new coronavirus is the cause of SARS, but it is a prime suspect. DeRisi's microarray enabled him to tell the CDC within just 24 hours that they were indeed looking at a new coronavirus. Speed is one of the prime virtues of the new technology. Joshua LeBaire is director of the Proteomics Institute at Harvard Medical School.
Just having available to him all those sequenced viruses and have them in one single place where he could assay them simultaneously, you know, to try and do something along those lines 3 years ago or 5 years ago, it's hard to imagine that you could even do it. But if you could do it, it would take you a year. I mean, you would just sort of have to plod your way one by one through all the viruses. to try and find the one that this was closest to.
Microarray technology shows great promise in other medical areas as well. Already, scientists have used them to find out which combination of genes means better survival in breast cancer and diabetes. Meanwhile, Joe DeRisi is refocusing on his primary interest, the study of malaria. John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.